following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Got me in a coma, and I don't think I wanna ever come back to this world again. Comrades, welcome back to my podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of the Republic in Austin, Texas, leading a frontal assault on the fries of a number one Whataburger combo order with cheese. It's a disaffected cynic. Brought to you by Pfizer and Crunchy Taco, in theater September 9th. Today we'll be perusing through the NewYorkPost.com. Explosive allegation. Trump FBI raid. DOJ admits Trump passports were taken after CBS anchor reported otherwise. That bitch Maureen O'Donnell is up to it again. Walls close in on Alec Baldwin as his rust gun lie falls apart. White teachers would be laid off first under the state's teacher's contract. It's fucking Minnesota. Skinnyapolis. Skinny soda. Cunt. Woke LADA somehow survives recall effort despite soft on crime stance. It's because the elections are rigged, motherfucker. Busted. Third suspect arrested in anti-white attack on Queens woman. NYPD. Flash star seeking treatment for complex mental health issues. He's a grooming pedophile. I'm just going totally disaffected and cynical on this shit, huh? Man, I just realized it. Thank you for my discernment, Christos. Media's back to anonymous one-source stories on Trump that we can't trust anymore. Exclusive. New York shitty moving migrants into famed luxury Times Square hotel. Yeah. But you had to move to the city, to the city where it all began. You gotta move. Oh, sorry. Got a little Guns N' Roses again. Trump FBI raid. Trump demands immediate release of unredacted FBI raid affidavit. Fuck. Salman Rushdie is articulate talking to cops after stab attack. Stab attack! Official. Trump FBI raid. Totally off the rails. DeSantis rips FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. AG looks set to indict Trump despite his glaring conflict of interest. Golly! Whew. Fans call out double standards on Tommy Lee, Britney Spears' naked pics. Let's argue about who's got the right to show their sex organs to strangers on the fucking, in the town square. Yeah, that's like flashing, you know? If social media is the town square, and, you know, you can't say incendiary shit out in the middle of it, then why should you be able to accidentally, you know, get up on the soapbox with your dong hanging out? Or Britney, ever since they busted her out of her fucking I Love Myself jacket, she's been, like, nude. Which, you know, okay. Don't necessarily have to fucking be taking pictures of it and sharing it with the world. I mean, if you want to pose nude on your fucking, the pool deck of your infinity pool, cool. If a paparazzi or a photog gets a picture of you from a drone or something, we'll cut you some slack. But if every fucking picture you're posting is you fucking nude, that's basically like hanging out in the town square with no britches, no clothes on. So I don't know, man. Whatever. Sorry, had to divert a little bit. Getting ready to dive into one of these articles, but I thought I'd I'd enhance the mood with the drudgery and degeneracy that is the NewYorkPost.com, which is obviously only a reflection of the local gentry that it represents. I should say the populace as a whole, as I'm down here in Texas reading from it. Anyway, so yeah, there you go. Here's one for you. Biden's new Title IX rules deputize teachers to override parents on gender identity. Yeah, you know, gosh, sorry, need to digress again. I just saw some article on Getter about women censored from Twitter for complaining about transgender athletes competing with daughters. And I was going to, you know, make some, I was going to troll it, but instead I thought, nah, fuck it. But what I was going to say was, hey, you know what? If you don't get off Twitter, take your girls out of that particular sports league or school and sell your home and move the fuck out of that district that you're living in to somewhere that doesn't do that kind of stupid shit, then shut the fuck up and deal with it. Okay? If you're not willing to do something concrete to make this shit stop happening, then shut the fuck up and take it. Enjoy it. Like Stalin would say. I apologize. Got some Ann Hesh stuff. Ann Hesh memoir, Call Me Crazy, selling for $749 as collectible. No sense in not capitalizing on her untimely death, isn't that right? Degenerate fucks. Fatal shooting of cinematographer by Alec Baldwin ruled accident. Well, is it an accident? They're closing in on him. Looks like a manslaughter charge he's going to be facing. He'll do well in prison. Former Governor Patterson Abbott's brilliant migrant bus move could win him the White House. Doubtful. Exclusive. Preparing for the worst, Alex Jones transferred real estate to his wife amid $45 million lawsuit. Property records show that the InfoWars host was preparing for the worst as he sat on trial against the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. The motherfucker lived in has a McMansion. I'm looking at pictures. It looks like he's got a nice ranch spread. And then there's a picture of a fucking McMansion, which I assume is the one that's down, or I don't know if he sold it already, but it was the one down by the trailhead at Zilker where his wife walked from and got into it with those city parks and rec lifeguards that were posted up to keep people from going into the fucking Silker Trail system and for COVID. And Jones responded with a bullhorn and a camera crew. And the city workers called the police, and the police came along and told them to get the fuck out of the trail. In case you don't remember that, you might have just saw like the 8-second clip where they accused him of fucking aggressing and terrorizing young teenage park workers who were only doing their job and trying to enforce COVID regulations. Fucking jokes. Yeah, I think I might be a little edgy from this fresh coffee I've been injecting into my body. Six Flags workers call for CEO's ouster as attendance plunges, wages freeze. Yeah, was that the same guy that just said the other day that the cheap summer tickets turns the parks into basically cheap babysitting for unruly feral teenagers? I would want to have to deal with that. It's a huge liability they take on every day just so people can ride roller coasters. But I remember a time where it was usually safe and fun and cool to go to amusement parks unless it was some type of special event. You know, like... anyway, don't want to get all racist. You racist, you. Punk ass, bitch ass, dirty ass, racist. Good Lord, here's one for you. Ageless Bond girl, Sean Connery's widow, 93, stuns in bikini. What a body. Come on, Granny. You're 93 years old. They've got her propped up next to what looks like a great granddaughter or something with her fake tits hanging out, and the rest of her just kind of sagging out of a bikini. I'm not saying it doesn't look semi-decent, but again, I mean, so you got some, you know, you're 93 and you got some 40-year-old fake boobs. Fuck off. Fuck off! She was an American girl. Media races again to tarnish ex-pres via unnamed sources by Post editorial board. Here we go again. In the wake of the FBI raid on ex-president Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, the Washington Post and New York Times are running breathless, anonymously sourced stories suggesting grave Trump misdeeds. Have they learned nothing about Crying Wolf? Classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought in the raid, the WAPO reported, revealing nothing about the biases of its unnamed sources who have full license to distort or even lie, as similar anonymous sources did for years during the Russiagate fiasco. Of course, we don't yet know what was in the documents, and it may well turn out to be damning of Trump. It's like all the other times, right? But notably, none of the sources offered details about the supposed nuclear material. But the paper ominously quoted one former Justice Department official speculating that the info might cause grave harm to U.S. security. I can't talk about it, but it could kill everybody. A Times story, also based on anonymous sources, claims a Trump lawyer asserted in June that all classified material had been returned. Yet the raid
turned up more secret documents suggesting Trump wasn't fully forthcoming with investigators. But the ex-pres maintains that, before stepping down, he declassified everything sent to Mar-a-Lago. It also, okay, let's interject there. That's the crux of the issue, my friends. They want to get that shit before it's declassified, before it's disseminated to the public. See, this is the game being played. Where do you think these leaks are coming from? Okay, where do you think that, you know, they make a move? It's like, oh, here's that declassified document that they declassified in 2020 as I was leaving the White House. I exercised my privilege as the President of the United States to declassify anything, and it's just like that. It does. He's the executive fucking, the commander in chief. The executive of the United States, of the corporation that is the United States of America, if he wants something declassified, he goes, declassify that. And immediately that is ready to be disseminated to the public. Or it can be held on to by him. He also has that exclusive option only afforded to that particular fucking position that was elected by a majority of the entire fucking population of the country, not some fucking district in some shithole somewhere like Pelosi. She's put into fucking office by like what? I looked at it before. It's like 100,000 votes or less than 100,000 votes puts her into fucking power, and then she can butt heads with a man who just got 70 million fucking votes. Do you see how fucking distorted and disjointed that model is? Especially when they're manipulating elections, knowing that Pelosi probably hasn't won an election since fucking 1990 something. Anyway, whew, that was a good one. I do feel better. Thank you. It also says some, again, unnamed person close to Trump reached out to Justice with a message for Attorney General Merrick Garland from the ex-pres. The country is on fire. What can I do to reduce the heat? That might show Trump aiming to cooperate with authorities, or might be secondhand fiction. No, that's exactly what he did. These outlets have learned nothing from Russiagate. Back then, they put every over-the-top objective on the actions of people like Carter Page, then quoted anonymous biased sources to fuel a narrative that Trump was compromised by Vladimir Putin. One Washington Post article noted breathlessly that Trump officials were communicating with their Russian counterparts between the 2016 election and Trump taking office. But yet Milley can call the Chinese Joint Chiefs of Staff and say, hey, if this guy does something crazy in his last couple of hours as the president, I'm going to override it. And he's still putting out resignation letters and going on fucking, you know, press junkets. Oh my God. Fuck. Whew. One Washington Post article noted breathlessly, oh, sorry. Of course, these articles, for which the Times and Washington Post won a Pulitzer, amazingly added up to a hill of shit. A hill of beads. A pile of shit. All the innuendo and nameless suggestions that something more nefarious was going on behind the scenes came to naught. Set aside the damage this has done to journalism, even in the country, even Democrats at this point must be reading the Post's nuclear scoop with the nagging worry that the documents say nothing of the sort. The unprecedented raid, ding, necessitates unprecedented measures. Garland should not hide behind the investigation and authorize the release of the affidavit that was presented to the judge authorizing the raid. Or, at least his department should state on the record which, if any of these stories have substantive truth, If it turns out the nuclear documents are low-level discussions about common knowledge or obviously inconsequential, whatever their classification, all the post has done is turn Trump into a martyr by, again, quoting anonymous sources with a political agenda. They damage themselves. They damage the country. The only winner is Trump. Again, will they ever learn? No. The answer to that rhetorical question is a resounding no. Because they're in their death throes. They're destroying themselves. Again, and there you have it. That's the end of the story. But again, unprecedented. Ding! This is something you have to consider. The way I see this, because again, imagine this. What if Trump had been home? What if he had been awakened by his private security and those Secret Service agents, that Secret Service detail that is attached to him as the former president? So he's got, you know, a good sized crew. I'm going to go ahead and say a squad, if maybe not, maybe a platoon of security. What if he had stood there that morning or stayed inside his secured building, met them at the property and said, fuck off, like the Bundys did, the ranchers up in Montana or Idaho or Utah or some shit like that, when they showed up with guns drawn to push them off the land, the federal land that their family had been grazing on for generations. And the feds ended up tucking their tails between their legs and leaving. And now Bundy's son is running for a governor. So what if Trump had stood his ground, told the FBI to go fuck themselves, and then maybe DeSantis had got involved and said, yeah, get the fuck out of my state. That didn't happen. What did happen was he left an empty safe, left his attorneys there at the place, at the facility, and went up to New York, watched it on closed television. Now, all of this, it's the fallout from it. It indicates to me that it is all a pre-functionary measure to establish a precedence to be able to do this to a former president's home, to basically be able to walk in, take anything the fuck they want out of it, and to go through it with a fine-tooth comb to find any indication of wrongdoing. Now, if it's someone like Trump, who they've sifted through with finer and finer and finer screens to just sift and sift to the, just can't find anything. And again, if they see something like, oh, he did this tax breaker, oh, he liquidated a property, all of it's legal. And if it's not legal, then it's been put into some type of legal status by the results of a lawsuit or by the results of a court filing. Again, this is a businessman who has built a fucking empire, and these government fucking ticks, these scumbags who have never accomplished anything in their life other than portraying themselves as something that they're not, can't figure out why they can't find something on this dude. Again, he's not like Bill Clinton. He doesn't like to get it on with fucking teenage girls and control grown women, you know, quote unquote, rape them, sexually assault them. That turns him on. Trump, he likes to get it on with supermodels and beauty pageant shit with grown hot women. He's a healthy, law-abiding, tax law-abiding, grown woman-loving, heterosexual Caucasian dude, and they fucking hate him for it. But they can't put him in jail for it. They can't tell people that they can't vote for him because of all of those things. So, anyway, That's the way I see it, man. I'm sorry. It just, you know, again, do you want to go get overdose on fear porn and go jump off of a fucking bridge? Go for it. Or do you want to look at it from a different perspective, like the 87,000 IRS agents? You might be freaking out thinking they're going to come and cart you and your family off to a re-education camp, and you're going to lose your job, and you won't be able to pay your mortgage or your kids' college tuition, and then there's going to be some immigrants living in your house, you know. They're not going to do that because you're the tax base. You fund them. 87,000 armed IRS agents authorized with discretionary deadly force. That shit, they're sending them out to get that COVID money back, all that COVID scams. You know, the drug dealers that don't work, don't pay taxes, and file for COVID PPE loans or whatever the fuck they were, and then do TikTok, Instagram videos of themselves driving around in fucking Lambos. That's who they're going after.
I don't care what your position is. It's outrageous and it's dangerous.